Psalms 134, verse 2. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Again, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. According to Scripture, writes Apostle Arkady, the correct uplifting of our hands determines the final result in which we are called in our worship to bless God and give God a reason to bless us. Bringing tithes and offerings to the house of God on God's terms, we on the one hand bless God, and on the other hand we stretch out our hands to God and receive blessings from God. By withholding tithes and offerings, or directing them at our own will, not to the house of God in which we receive spiritual food, we thereby on the one hand rob God, and on the other hand we extend our hands to the devil. And therefore the servants of the devil will wear his mark on their right hand, while the servants of God will wear the mark of God on their hand. The sign on the hand serves as a constant reminder of who a person serves and who is his master. And let's take a look at two places of Holy Scripture. First, we will take a look at the servants of God, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And now, let's look at a verse about the servants of devil, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And so with the right to choose, we can stretch out our hand to both the forbidden fruit and the fruit of the tree of life. And therefore, to lift up or stretch out one's hands in the house of the Lord means to stretch out one's hands to the tree of life, behind which stands God, while stretching out one's hands to the forbidden fruit means stretching out one's hands to the devil. And we right now are going to sing a psalm and participate in this wonderful and privileged service where we are able to lift up our hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. And this was quite a lengthy sermon of Pastor Arkady. I read only a part of this sermon where he talks about how when we talk about the hand of a person, the hand of God or the hand of devil, we talk about the whole person as a whole. Therefore, to define a person, to give him appraisal, God depends on the hand of a person because the hand speaks of the state of our heart, the state of his thinking, and the state of his action. And we have the great privilege to lift up our hands to the Lord in his sanctuary and to demonstrate our relationship to the Lord through all the offerings of tithes that we bring him. Let us please stand and sing a psalm and partake in this service.
Знаешь все, откуда ветры дуют,
allow me to remind you that each time the people of Israel had honored God with tithes and offerings, either in the tabernacle of Moses or the temple of Solomon, they were called to, according to the words of Moses, which he had received as a revelation from God, to raise their hands over their offerings and to proclaim one proclamation that they were faithful to for thousands of years. We, being that same Israel, tied to that same root, drinking from the same olive tree, will do the same thing. Please raise your right hand, a symbol of your righteous act, and please pray along with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated the tithes from my home and have brought them into your home so that your home may have food. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give impurely. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I'm glad that I have the privilege to express my love and to acknowledge your authority. And now, according to your word, I ask, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessings come down abundantly upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.